Provenance Labs.
AI synthesized research for decision makers.
What if I told you a research lab at UNC Chapel Hill built something that takes a single idea scribbled on a napkin and turns it into a conference-ready academic paper, all by itself, through 23 autonomous stages? That is not science fiction. That is Auto Research Claw, and it went live this month.
Right, and here is why that matters right now. We are in the middle of a $180 billion AI investment wave, with leaders predicting AI will replace principal investigators and find cures. Auto Research Claw is simultaneously the most advanced realization of that vision and its most honest reality check. It proves that the human is still essential, just in a different role.
Here is what makes it different. The pipeline spans 5 major phases. It starts with literature discovery across OpenAlex, Semantic Scholar, and AR14. Then 4 AI agents literally debate each other to generate hypotheses, playing the roles of investigator, innovator, pragmatist, and contrarian. Experiments run in sandbox Docker containers with self-healing code, because code fails and the system fixes itself. Then another set of agents interprets the results, and finally it verifies every citation through 4 separate layers. No other system does this.
What I find compelling about that is the numbers behind it. On the ArcBench benchmark, Auto Research Claw outperforms AI Scientist version 2 by 54.7%. But here is where it gets interesting. In full auto mode, result analysis accuracy sits at 44%. Add a human copilot at the right moments, and it jumps to 52%. That 8-point delta is everything. Strategic human oversight at critical decision points is the difference between acceptable research and something that fails.
So where does that leave us? The Copilot system has 7 intervention modes, but what sets it apart is something called Smart Pause. It only interrupts you when the AI is uncertain about what to do next. Compared to the competition, Sakana AI, Carpathies and Auto Research, GPT Researcher, none of them have this combination of pipeline depth plus domain breadth plus human-in-the-loop architecture. It is not close.
If you are working in workforce development, clinical research training, or the Grambaugh Scholarly OS framework, here is what I would do. Start with the Copilot mode for literature synthesis and hypothesis generation first. Audit every citation. Develop domain-specific skills for your field. Treat it as a research amplifier, not a PI replacement.
That is the Provenance Labs deep dive.
Full brief and slide deck are in the vault. Thanks for listening.